news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Greetings from the new global epicenter of the pandemic. Yeah, Florida recorded 9,300 new coronavirus cases on Sunday, passing New York as the state with the second most infections. Florida now has 423,855 confirmed cases, second only to California, with 448,497 as of Sunday afternoon. New York is number three, with 415,827. Here in Florida, we added more than 10,000 cases a day in July, while California added 8,300 and New York just 700. But despite the surge, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has rejected imposing a statewide mask requirement and continues to insist that public schools must reopen in August. New York still has recorded the most COVID-19 deaths, with more than 32,000. Administration officials said Sunday that the Senate Republicans' new coronavirus relief proposal will be unveiled on Monday. This after the original plan was to release it last Thursday. Allegedly, this new plan will include another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said that in addition to the checks, the legislation would extend but reduce extra unemployment benefits. The Republican plan is expected to cost about $1 trillion. The House, under Democratic control, already approved a $3 trillion proposal in May, the HEROES Act. It includes new stimulus checks, more money for coronavirus testing and contract tracing, and renewal of the $600 per week in extra unemployment benefits, which will expire at the end of the month, which is the end of this week. The two sides are pretty far apart on just about everything. Democrats are in the $3 to $4 trillion neighborhood. Republicans want to keep it closer to $1 trillion. In the Republican plan, there is no monetary assistance for state or local governments. Democrats want close to $1 trillion. The Democrats' education money is four times what Republicans are offering. And in the Republican plan, the unemployment insurance is pared way back. Yeah, there's a long way to go on every front, and yet there has been no contact between the administration and congressional Democrats since Friday. This week will be the beginning of bipartisan talks, which will likely continue through the middle of August. The Trump administration's deployment of unidentified militarized federal law enforcement agents to put down protests in Portland and a few other cities has served to re-energize the protests against police brutality and racial injustice. Over the weekend, police and protesters clashed in cities from Los Angeles, California, to Richmond, Virginia, as demonstrators expressed anger over arrests made by these unmarked, unidentified federal agents around the Portland Federal Courthouse. In Portland on Sunday, the crowd swelled to about 1,000 who gathered for the 60th straight night of protests in the city since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. In Seattle, at least 47 protesters were arrested on Saturday night alone. The Department of Homeland Security has said a response team from U.S. Customs and Border Protection will be sent to Seattle to remain on standby to help protect federal facilities. There were protests throughout the weekend in other cities, in Aurora, Colorado, Oakland, California, Louisville, Kentucky, and other cities. In Austin, Texas, a man was killed on Saturday after shots were fired into a crowd of protesters. A suspect there is in custody. And if all that's not enough, the tropics are active. Hurricane Hanna hit the Texas Gulf Coast on Saturday and continued to batter the coast with high winds and heavy rains on Sunday. Now a tropical depression, Hanna dumped more than a foot of rain on parts of South Texas and northeastern Mexico. Some patients in healthcare facilities were airlifted out of communities along the U.S.-Mexico border, but officials there are still cautioning people to seek help despite fear of exposure to COVID-19. The CEO of Red Cross Texas Gulf Coast chapter said, yes, coronavirus provides risk, but so does flood water. So does not having electricity. So does not having required medications. Now, further west, a few sighs of relief as Hurricane Douglas passed just north of the western end of the Hawaiian island chain Sunday night. Forecasters said early Monday that hurricane warnings, though, still remain in effect for Oahu and Kauai. Douglas is a Category 1 storm with top sustained winds at 85 miles per hour. Any landfall would be just the third in Hawaii in modern history. The body of Congressman John Lewis on Sunday crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, one last time. It's where he and hundreds of other civil rights protesters were stopped and beaten by state and local police in March of 1965. Of the beating he sustained when he was just 25, John Lewis once said, "I gave a little blood on that bridge. I thought I was going to die." The memorial event on Sunday, which organizers called the Final Crossing, was part of a multi-day celebration of John Lewis's life. Bloody Sunday helped galvanize support for the Civil Rights Act of 1965 and became a central part of Lewis's legacy. John Lewis, who died just over a week ago after a six-month battle with cancer, is lying in state in the U.S. Capitol on Monday. And finally, they say it comes in threes, and that's what happened this weekend. We lost a film icon, a TV icon, and a music icon this weekend, with the loss of actress Olivia de Havilland at 104 years old, television's Regis Philbin, and Fleetwood Mac founder Peter Green.
I can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answers that you want me to.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.